Hello, Annegret. Thank you for your time for this interview. Maybe briefly introduce yourself so that everybody knows who I'm speaking to today.
Yeah. Hello. So my name is Annegret Wilde and I'm a professor for molecular genetics, mainly focusing on bacterial genetics at the University of Freiburg at the Faculty of Biology. And I'm here a professor in Freiburg since 2012.
And do you have any children?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I have one son. So he is now 27 years old.
So when I speak to female PhD students, they often say they don't feel disadvantaged and don't see any disadvantage for their career due to their gender. Do you think that this is true? Do we have equal opportunities for young female researchers in the life sciences?
Okay, so I can maybe from my perspective, I also in my career, I didn't feel any disadvantages. So I was born in East Germany, and at this time at school there was really equal opportunities. So and this was a big question in East Germany, and also my parents worked, or usually that was the usual thing in East Germany, that also the women were working full-time. So that's why also at school and then further at the university, I didn't feel anything like that. So I can understand that young women or students or PhD students, that they really have this the same feeling like me. So but I see that there are problems, but these are in a different way. So these are more structural problems, I would say. So that, for instance, it's really difficult to get a place at a kindergarten, not only for half day, but also for full day. So this was, for instance, no problem at all in East Germany. So, and also when I made my PhD and my postdoc, so I had my son when I was a postdoc, and of course there was absolutely no problem with a kindergarten, and it was open from 6 to 6. So and I think these structural problems are really difficult for women, and that's why I think these are the reasons why many people or many women don't want to stay in science. But of course there are also other problems. So I think what I am usually saying, PhD students or postdocs, if they want to have a family and they want to have children, I usually say, okay, but you need the right partner for that. And then I think this is the most important thing.
What would you recommend young female researchers for their careers?
Yeah, so when I think about my career, so and what I could suggest, so I think it's anyway pretty important to get some support and to make, for instance, to take part in a mentoring program. So I did this before I became a professor after my PhD. So I was part of a mentoring program in Berlin from the three Berlin universities for professorships. So we were female researchers, and I think it was pretty important because this program encouraged me to try to become a professor, because before that I was not so sure about that. And I think this is the problem maybe with many female researchers, that they are maybe not so confident about that, what they can achieve and what they have to do to achieve that. So I see that quite often, so that they underestimate their possibilities and also their abilities. And I think for that, such mentoring programs are really helpful. And I think we really need more women in leading positions, definitely. And such programs can help.
So when you compare young female researchers nowadays with your time back then, what's easier nowadays for young female researchers and what is more difficult for them maybe?
So I think what is definitely easier, that there are more and more these programs also on different stages already for students, for PhD students, so that you have really you can find a program that fits best to you. And this was very different. So I think I was in Berlin at this time for this mentoring program. This was the first mentoring program ever. So, and there were only, they had only 12 places for all Berlin universities. So that was really difficult to get into these programs. This is much, much easier now. What is more difficult is that there are too many choices maybe. So that you can really, as a researcher, so you have so many opportunities. And sometimes I think some of the students, but of course also male PhD students or young postdocs or so, they also get a bit distracted from all these opportunities. And I think this is maybe more difficult.
So what is your wish or are your wishes for the future regarding equal opportunities?
I think at the moment we have, because we don't have enough women in leading positions, and especially at the university, we don't have 50% female professors. And I think this is a big problem because all the commissions and, for instance, administration, so for instance, I am a member of a Senate and I'm also a pro-dean, and what happens is that women at our university, but also at other universities, have to do much, much more work. If you think about commissions and other needs of the administration, so that means that they have to work more and have less time for teaching and less time for science and for their research. And I think what is really needed, that they have more time also, and also to be more, so that they get more papers or more research money and so on as the male professors. So I think there should be some compensation for that. Is already something like that, for instance, the German Science Foundation. So if you are a speaker of a program, so you can get additional money as compensation, and I think this is important. So otherwise, we will fail to get more women into these positions.
So do you have a message that you want to give to young female researchers today?
Yeah, so my message would be really be confident, believe in your skills, so you are able to do whatever other male PhD students are able to do, and don't be afraid to take a leading position or go forward, and you can have everything. You can have a family, and you can be a leader, and you can have children, whatever you want. Everything is possible.
Okay, thank you very much.